I'd like to thank whoever it was that put the can of cat food up here. Thank you so much. Got some bread backstage. Make some cat food sandwiches.
Folks on the doorstep, they way up west in Kansas. They rolled the sidewalks in the day, way up west in Kansas. The house was small and mighty clear, you can stand in our town square. And I'm on every front door there, way up west in Kansas, way up west in Kansas. Sun so hot that aches my hands, way up west in Kansas. Pop on the cone in the popcorn pants, way up west in Kansas. An old mule coming down the path, so the corn that it alters man. You thought it was snow when you froze to get way up west in Kansas, way up west in Kansas. There was a gal from Aberdeen, way up west in Kansas. She swore that she was 17, way up west in Kansas. But she's so old and muscle bound, folks all say she built the town. But she's fun to have around, way up west in Kansas, way up west in Kansas. Thank you. Folks out there in Old Stamp Day, way up west in Kansas. They rolled a sidewalk today, way up west in Kansas. The town looks small and I declare, you can stand in our town square and knock on every back door there. We are west in Kansas, we are west in Kansas.
That instrument is it's an Irish bouzouki. And I used to play the five-string banjo a lot, and I found that that particular instrument, you could do banjo tunes, bouzouki tunes, and all kinds of different things on it. And it works really well. I also put some extra frets in there too, so you can get the blues notes in there. You can play Turkish music, you can play all kinds of different things, Arabic music, Persian music, and those little extra notes in there make it sound real. So it was an experiment that worked out good. I would like to do you a Doug Heywood tune. Good friend of mine lives in Arizona. He's a very fine songwriter, great singer. used to play bass in Jackson Brown's band. I sing all the high harmonies. Yeah. He was a Ralph Stanley of that band. How can you sing so high? First time you ever heard Ralph Stanley sing, it was scary. I wasn't ready for it. Nobody prepared me for it.
Some say, in fact, that it's better.
Sorry for the picture that's now in your head, permanently. Well, got some CDs with me. Yeah, I had to close down the website for a little while till I figured out the mechanism that was, people would order CDs, I'd send them out, they wouldn't get them. So I was going, oh. What have we here? Something smells. So I brought them along with me, I'm going to do two sets, and we'll do some more songs, and then I'll take a little break. And during that break, you can. Where are they? Where are those shoes? Oh, there's a man waving his arms, both of them. He said, that's where you go. Got all kinds of things. Got the Cooter Lindley family live. Ry Cooter and his son, my daughter and I, my daughter Roseanne, and I at the Vienna Opera House live. Two CD set. See what it does to me. You listen to it, it'll do all kinds of other things to you. Speaking of Ry Cooter, I would like to do a song that he and John Hyatt, Nick Lowe and Jimmy Lee Keltner wrote together, called Do You Want My Job?
explode. I got dressed and get ready to go. On the island, dawn is breaking. In my harbor, all the tankers are waiting. From the land of the rising sun, they bring all their old plutonium. And we unload it stuff, then I taste the cash. So my kids can wear Adidas. And if you live here long enough, you'll know that you don't got no place. Oh, we had lots of dead fish to eat. Now we buy Spam from the grocery store. 'Cause you can't eat that fish no more. Cool breezes from the mountains blow. As I get dressed and get ready to go, on the island, dawn is breaking. In the harbor, all the tankers are waiting. Thank you.
Looks like it's broken, doesn't it? This instrument has been in this form for hundreds of years. If you change this angle and you make the peg head a little differently, it doesn't sound the same. Even the solid body version of it. The hollow body version of it, this is called an oud. The hollow body version of it has an incredible, huge, wonderful sound. And it comes from the Middle East, it goes as far east as Iran, and it goes all the way around, goes up into Greece and Bulgaria, and then it goes all the way around Africa to Morocco. And the different areas of the Middle East, they have different forms of the instrument. This is a Turkish oud. This is a smaller body, a little bit shorter scale. My friend Vika Najarian made this. He made it like a Rickenbacker, kind of. He said, I'm so tired of having to turn up and having my instrument feedback. He said to himself during a break one night. Middle Eastern music has now added electrified instruments, and they have the electric keyboards and electric bass, full drum set, and another drummer playing the traditional drums, and an acoustic oud. If you put a microphone in front of it to turn it up loud enough to be heard, and it should be heard, it feeds back, and it's musically unrewarding for all concerned. I don't know how many people have started to drink because of that. I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear. Why didn't they turn you off?
I don't know. It's not my fault. Anyway,
so I'm getting carried away. I felt his pain. Thank you.
Jack of Diamonds. Jack of Diamonds. I have known you for long. You have rocked my poor body of silver and gold. I have played cards.
Thank you.
time. If you see me coming, girl, you better step aside. You know, a lot of men that didn't, a lot of men up and died.
Tune it again, either. It's kind of cool, though, you know? Down into that third alley, for to carry my 45. I'm going down into that third alley. I'm gonna carry my 45. You know a lot of men said it, a lot of men up on the dime. If you see
listen to. He's here this coming Friday night. Be sure to see him then. If if you've never heard Tiki Torches at Twilight, at Don the Beachcomber, the famous tiki tavern of all time, prepare to be enlightened. Please welcome back to our stage, Mr. David Lindley.
Thank you. Clean the scum off them. How's everybody doing? Request. I'll do it anyway. Song written by Danny O'Keefe. Called He Would Have Loved You More Than Eva Braun. The only song of its kind. Secret to his heart. But if you'd said Argentina,
he would have gone. And he would have loved you more than anyone. A broken heart is like a Nazi, and a Nazi is like the blues. The Fuhrer that you the Fuhrer you have to lose.
Yes, it's time to get a little more serious. This is about an experience I had, a direct experience with the spirit world. Scared the shit out of me. Yeah, they did. It was a thing about I was gaining weight, a whole lot of weight, and I was gaining it in a particular part of my anatomy that wasn't really, really good. So I wrote this song. The whole thing is in the song. Called When the Guy Gets Boobs. It does happen to us. If you lay around, you eat the wrong stuff, or eat too much of the wrong stuff, you will get boobs. A known fact. Thank you. don't look so good. I don't look like a woman. You know, I wore my hair good like that. Put a guy with boobs. He's just a guy with boobs. That's what he is. That's what he is. When your butt gets flat, you better get big. And your legs get all skinny. Do you look like a frog? You get some extra chins. Well, that don't look good either. And your hair get all greasy from all the greasy food. But when a guy gets boobs, don't look so good. Don't look like a woman. You know a woman look good like that. You know a guy with boobs is just a guy with boobs. That's what he is. That's what he has. I looked on in the mirror, and what did I see? Looking back at me, a man with boobs. That's what I saw. I said, who is that man? It couldn't be me. I don't have boobs. But it was me. I got really scared. Thought I should call on the spirit world, on the most powerful spirit there is in the spirit world, John Lee Hooker. Right, huh? I said, John Lee, come down and help me. And he did. He appeared right behind me. Had a hat on just like this. He looked on over my shoulder. I see what your problem is. There they are, A and B, 1 and 2, just for you. Oh, so what am I gonna do? First of all, Lily, you gotta stop eating all that crap. Sitting around watching television, eating all kinds of crap. Oh, man. We in the spirit world, we root for you guys. We see you screwing up all the time. And we root for you to get it together. We saw you the other night. It was really awful. We laughed for days. So horrible, but ingenious. You had a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts right there by the TV, and 2 quarts of milk, full fat, extra fat from all that non-fat milk. They put it in the milk you were drinking. That's right, that's where it came from. And you took each one of those Krispy Kreme glazed donuts and you mashed it all up into a little ball. That's right. It was really cool. And you ate all 12 of them. Because they weren't so big anymore. You ate 12 little dough balls, one after another. And then you drank all that milk. And it went down into your stomach. And it started expanding. And all that fat, all of that sugar, all of that dough went directly to your boobs. That's how it got that way. But that's not the only thing. The only place they went. I want you to turn to the side. Oh, John Lee, I don't want it. Come on, turn to the side. Yes, sir. Now jump up and down. I don't really want to jump up and down. Oh, no. Now watch yourself in the mirror. You see how your back jiggle? That's called fat back. That's right. Your back get all loose. All that sugar. All that fat. All that dough. Was right there too. And in your case, it goes to your eyelids. You get fat man eyelids. It's true, isn't it? I turn into Mr. Puffy. That's who I see in the morning. Good morning, Mr. Puffy. How's everything going? If you don't stop it, other things will happen. And then I got really scared. I'm not gonna tell you what they are. You'll find out for yourself, one way or another. Just go on WebMD. Check out for yourself. WebMD. Don't ever go there. Never, ever go there. Late at night, you wake up late at night, you turn on your computer, you go to WebMD, it's not really good, you see all the shit you may have, that you really don't have, that you think you do, and you don't sleep the rest of the night. It's all those Krispy Kreme donuts, too. Krispy Kreme donuts and angst. Then you go out and buy another dozen. That's right, what it is. It's other things, too, though, you know. Too much fried chicken. Too many burgers and fries. They will do you in. You know it ain't no lie. All of that butter, all of that lard. You know what's down in there. You know what's working real hard. It's down inside you, lining all your pipes till there ain't no more room. Till they close up tight. But then one thing that I fear the most, gotta tell you people, you better listen up close. When a guy gets boobs, it looks really bad. look like no woman. Kinda looks like my dad. You know, a guy with boobs. He's the guy with boobs. That's what he is. That's what he has. To chat all the time. Thank you so Papa was a Rolling Stone, and the whole purpose for Papa was a Rolling Stone was that harmony, all the harmony voices and all that stuff, and to give Smitty a chance to sing and do all that. That's a whole band thing, and you do all that. And some songs don't translate well into a solo thing. Some songs really do. This one really does.
Gonna do to you, nobody really knows, but they got plans for all future.
took out a patent on human life, made it all legal in an Uruguay nice. But what they don't tell you, what you never see, is that every time somebody's born, you got to pay them royalty.
That's right. It really happened like that. Mapping the human genome, they had to decide whether or not they wanted to get royalties on it and patent it. I think they decided not to. At least that's the last I heard about that. But just to think about that, a lot of times people say they do something for a really good reason when it's actually for something else. That's called a parallel agenda. We've had a lot of that for a long time. We've had a whole lot of that. And a lot of the stuff that gets genetically modified, they say it's for one reason and it's for a completely other reason. And that reason is that when you modify something genetically, it becomes intellectual property. And if it's intellectual property, you can patent it, you can get a royalty on it, and you get paid for it. So they got all kinds of people all the time trying to genetically modify everything so they can get a patent on it. Sound familiar? So we have genetically modified soy, genetically modified corn, genetically modified wheat, genetically modified feet, genetically modified everything, okay? And the reason is so it can become intellectual property. That's right. Piss me off. I had to go to anger management for that one. Didn't do me no good at all.
Something we make ourselves, just for us. Well, check it out.
Over there in the darkness, the cell of me home. Got a ladder on the side. Check that out, too. You can climb up the side of that thing and look down inside, see how it works. Yeah, looks like a giant cement mixer, doesn't it? Yeah, two stories tall. The cell of me home. Go on over there. Go on up the ladder, too. You can do that. Just hang on to the rails as you climb. Good for you. You go on up there. Check it out inside. You're almost there to the top. You cool? Good. Now check it out inside. I'll turn the light on so you can see what's going on in there. It's really big. Oh, man. Big old thing in there. Wanna check it out? Really check it out? Okay. If you wanna go down inside, then what you gotta do is turn around, switch hands on the handrail, and step off that top rung of the ladder, and then let go of the handrail. That's all you have to do. Jump on backwards, and you land like a cat on your feet and your hand. Ready? I'm so proud of you. Go check it out now. There you go. I heard you land. You're down inside it now. You see that big old handle there to the left? That's what makes the whole thing run. The self-beat finder. Grab a hold of it with two hands. Ready? Good. Now grind yourself on up. Grind yourself on up. The self-meat grinder. That's right. You do it to yourself, you know. Get all upset. Worry about all kinds of stuff. Then you grind yourself on up in the self meat grinder. Keep on going. You're doing really good. You should see what the conveyor belt looks like out here. It's just piled high with product. And that product is you. Giant self meat grinder. For you, just for you. What we're going to do is we're going to make a bratwurst out of it. Gotta be constructive about it. Make a giant bratwurst. A giant bratwurst of you just for you. Ready? Grind a little harder now. And we'll have enough. Oh man, it looks so good. We'll have to get something really big to put it in. A giant intestinal sac of some sort. Something like a gray whale. Or a blue whale, or a humpback whale, or a dinosaur, maybe Barney the dinosaur. Get a purple sack, put all that product in. Oh man, it's amazing. And then we'll tie off both ends, like you do when you make a bratwurst. And then we'll steam it on up. That's right, steam it on up. We'll steam it on up. Smells good, doesn't it? A giant bratwurst of you. You did it to yourself. You ground yourself up. Now you're going to eat yourself all up. Besides. Okay.
When all is said and done, mostly threes and twos. It's that same old greasy number. It's the meat grinder. Mm-hmm. torches at twilight. To the girls at the bar, all the guys from the office are pulling up in their cars. Get to cooking a roast pig like it's done in the book. Say hello to your sweetie with a casual look. Swinging deals and eating meals is all within the norm. Put away the axes and pay those taxes. Let's all get normal at that new world. Tiki torches at twilight. Bring the girls at the bar. All the guys from the office are throwing up in their cars. Standing around that poolside, talking shop with the boss. If you are a cool talker, you get your message across. Holding drinks in a coaster, standing around in our shorts. Standing talk to a poster about professional sports. Swinging deals and eating meals is all within the norm. Pull away the axes and pay those taxes. Everybody, let's all get normal at the luau. Tiki torches at twilight. Hula girls from the bar. Hula girls from the bar. All the guys from the office. All the guys from the office are throwing up in their cars. They're throwing up in their cars. Get to cooking a roast pig. Get to cooking a roast pig. Like it's done in the book. Like it's done in the book. Say hello to your sweetie. Say hello to your sweetie. With a casual look. With a casual look. Tiki torches at twilight. Hula girls at the bar. All the guys from the office are throwing up in their cars. Sing that again. I'm throwing up in their cars. Sing it again. I'm throwing up in their cars. I'm throwing up in their cars. Keep singing that. I'm throwing up in their cars. Throwing up in their cars. Oh, dude! I just got this car, man. You know how much a car cost me? $200,000. I you threw up into the air conditioner.
I'm sorry, man. I love you, man.
On the windshield, in the dashboard.
Ooh, it's so awful. I think I'm gonna be sick, man.
Oh, look. There's corn. I don't wanna see corn in my car. You asshole. Oh, God. You know, there's always corn. Whether you've been eating it or not, when you get sick, there's always corn. There's always diced carrots. There's always beer.
know what else there always is?
Throwing up an air cut.
Tomato skins.
That's right.
I'm not lying to you. You know I wouldn't do that. Tomato skins.
Throwing up an air cut.
But that's not the biggest mystery of all. The biggest mystery everyone has always wanted to know is what about that single, solitary peanut? Where did that come from? 5 years ago?
Look at
kind of brain. Must be all that mercury make you look that way.
Ain't no pity about that mercury. Pity about that mercury.
Don't want no kind of mercury cooking all around my brain. If I had money, I'd carry my baggage. I'd go downtown and buy that mercury. Don't want pity about that mercury again. I'm crazy about that mercury.
Thanks for the mail. Thank you so much.
Piano player from New Orleans. His name was Roy Bird. He's also known as Professor Longhair. And I heard him on a recording once. I was standing up. I had to sit down. I was like, what is he doing? Oh. And it seems that there's a tradition. Piano playing tradition in New Orleans is like no other place on earth. You get to become a professor, that's what they call it, if you get to be a certain level. Dr. John Allen Toussaint, two of Roy Bird's students. Allen Toussaint is gone. Professor Longhair is gone. I think Mac is still around. This is one of Professor Longhair's tunes called Her Mind Is Gone. Thank you.
at the mall.
CDs, but thank you so much.